We are already in the last day of Sukkot, Lishana Rabba, which is the end of the Avodah of Sukkot, and also has an element of preparation for the Avodah of Simchat Torah. I was asked by various people how do we approach Simchat Torah this year, especially this year, as we know, this past year, Simchat Torah, for being one of the happiest days of the year, was a day of tremendous tragedy in Klal Yisrael. What we went through was the most horrifying, worst thing that happened to us since the Holocaust. And throughout the year, there's been tremendous amounts of suffering, whether it be the captives, or the soldiers, or the families displaced, and many, many other problems that Klal Yisrael is going through around the world, tremendous increase in anti-Semitism. Sadashani, Simchas Torah, Simchas Torah. I tried to explain a little bit. Let's take the whole perspective of what we're going through, what we have been doing for the past month and a half, even more than a month and a half. From Elul already, we're in this beautiful process that keeps Klal Yisrael strong throughout history. The process of bringing to life the true nature of the Kesher, the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the true love that we feel towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel towards us, that give us a status different than any other nation in the world. We are the only nation in the world that is eternal. This thing, we will never be overpowered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised from Avram Avinu the Brisbane of the Sarim, and again afterwards the Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael will never be switched. No matter what happens, we could be hurt, wounded, everything else, but we go on, and all the nations in the world are just here temporarily. Not only in a national state, but every individual. A guy, he lives his life, and that's the end of it, after he goes into the ground and decomposes. And by us, our bodies decompose, but our neshama remains. We are the eternal nation. This is what makes us special, the chosen nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the simcha of this whole period is all about. That we recognize the fact that the world was created for a purpose, and the purpose of the world is us. And we are doing our best to keep it going, and we see we are because the world is going. So we already started from Elul with the hearing the shofar blowing. Those who said slichas. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Shon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm waking up again, focusing on the fact Hashem is doidi. Hashem is my beloved God. Avinu Shebashamayim, we may not always understand everything he does, but we know that everything is done by Kadosh Baruch Hu to preserve that eternal nation of ourselves and of Klal Yisrael. Rabban Emet says, Pshat L'Psukim in the Chumash, that the Tzoris, the Toichacho, and all that we have, that Hashem sets off for us is because he promised that he will never exchange Klal Yisrael with another nation. The fact that we are eternal and Hashem will never remove us creates the need at times to have us these shake-ups, which are painful. Our kopanim, that's what we started off in Russia, in Elul, when we got to Rosh Hashanah. And we know that Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, it's a very solemn time. Yimei Adin, Lisad Hasheni, we know it's a time of Simcha. A person is supposed to be happy in Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to eat well. And the famous Chazal that the Torah brings, that there's no nation like the Jewish nation that knows the nature of our God. Rosh Hashanah, which is a day of judgment, of capital punishment, has to show a person, on the normal conditions, a person wouldn't eat, wouldn't care for himself, and we're the other way around. Yisho Hashem, I know, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you care for me, and you love for me, and that gives us that bitachon to say, Hashem, I'm going with you. Hashem, you're running the world, I'm not running the world, and I trust you. And with that trust we put into our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us the zchus to go through Rosh Hashanah, and to continue to estimate children, and to be zeichet that we had a beautiful Yom HaKippurim, which was also a yontif, no Yom Tovli, Shoki Yom HaKippurim. What's a yontif about? Because that's what life is all about. That is what makes life so special. That we are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't fall into all the petty things that the rest of the world is falling into, valueless world, which we look around us, the world has no values anymore. Model is gone. Animals walking on 2 feet, or swallowing up each other, trying to swallow each other. And we try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our Torah, Avodah, Gemilas HaSodim, caring for one another. and to Yontif of Yom Kippur, that Baruch Hashem, we clean our slates, and Hashem comes back, comes and shows us, I'm with you. That is a setting the stage for Chag HaSukkot. Baruch Hashem, like we said, we went through Yom Kippur, we were zeicha to Kapara, another year of life, all of us, and then started the Avodah, which we're coming towards the end of, the Avodah of Chag HaSukkot. Chag HaSukkot is, we're finished with the Dinim, the Yimei HaDin, says Mei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are finished. Now it's Kuloi, Ava, the Chesed between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing how much we're willing to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave our houses, leave the luxury of a house. It's more of a pleasure to sit in the sukkah than sit in a luxury home, because the sukkah represents us being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, throughout history, sukkahs was a time when Klal Yisrael showed the chavivus ha-mitzvah, how much they cared for the mitzvahs. In 1939, Poland was being bombed, the famous Blitzkriegs, or whatever it was called, by the Germans over Poland, and totally demolished all of Warsaw. And as we know, Warsaw was one of the big centers of Klal Yisrael. Tens, they say, 100,000 Jews were killed just in that bombing. And that monolith was gone. But I'll call upon him. The Chaviv is a mitzvah. There's a Jew that happened to be in Warsaw. He lived in Brisk till then, but he couldn't get back to Brisk because of the war. He was in Warsaw in this period of time in Elul to the Sukkot. The Brisk Erov, they chazal l'vracha. And he needed his Avam Minim. It was takonis defoshes to walk out of the house. Wherever you walk, bombs were non-stop falling. He didn't have an esrig. He used to get an esrig from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. A shliach from the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to send him an esrig. That year, he couldn't come. But he found out that the Lubavitcher Rebbe is also in Warsaw. And they thought, maybe we should go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. We can risk our lives through all the bombing. A Gerer Chosid, who's a tough guy, said, Rebbe, I know you want to have a meeting. I'm willing to go to Lubavitcher Rebbe to get, because I know that everybody knows that he has more than one esrog. It's Liz Reagan. He's going to give one to the I'll go upon him. The Briskerov was asked, should he let this person do it? And the Briskerov said that when the Eitz Tzara, if a Jew is willing to risk his life for a mitzvah, I cannot tell him not to do it. I can't tell him yes to do it, but I can't tell him not to do it. If he wants to do it, let him do it. That can't happen. It's a whole long story. He came back alive with the Ezrik. They needed Arovas. Arovas grow in Europe. But the problem was that the Arovas were growing on the part of Poland that was already occupied by the Germans. There's no way to get to them. So they had some dried out Arovas from the previous year. There's one of the Balabatim there, a wealthy Balabas from Warsaw, that saw what was going on. He saw how much they were so excited, Moisenesh, for the mitzvahs. He paid off a large amount to Polish goy, and he told him, go to the other side and help us a few Arovas. The kids, all of Klal Yisrael, was getting together with excitement, Mesias Nefesh, for one for another, see this, mitzvah, this, that, all together, because we want to have the Avam Minim. What's the Avam Minim? What does it represent? The Medrash says, the Torah also brings the Medrash. There's Kav Yochel, Yom Adin, between the Jews and the Goyim, who's going to win? And when we come on the first day of Sukkot, with a lulav, it's like a baton, it's a sign of victory. When we have the Avam Minim, it shows Klal Yisrael with Menatzeach. We have been victorious over the Umos HaOlam. What is it? This is what it's all about. When we show to the Shpo how excited we are about the mitzvahs, we are victorious. We appreciate that we are special. We're not just another nation. We're willing to do things that nobody else would dream of doing. Each one helping another, the other one in what he has to do. That is the victory of Klal Yisrael. Each one on his level. But this is just a dugmet. Sometimes in the hardest times brings out the beauty in Klal Yisrael. And that's what we've been doing the past days. And now we're in Hoshana Rabbah, like we said, the end of the Yimei HaDin, there is a certain level of din, even though we said it's a time of Simcha and Ava and Sukkot, but there is a din, it's Yimei HaDin Alamayim. We know that the whole thing with Arovas, Hoshana, has to do with the rain that's coming down. After the Vilna Gaon himself says, he brings that same Medrash that the Torah brought by Rosh Hashanah, that even though it's a Yom HaDin, we are full of Simcha because we know that we're in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the same thing as on Hoshana Rabbah. The same idea. The Hoshana Rabbah, we're going seven times around, is like they went to the Beit HaMikdash seven times around the Mizbeah, which is kind of Samachtim Lifnei Hashem Likeichem, showing our, we're rejoicing with the fact that we're the nation of Hashem. It's a Yom HaDin for water. How do we go through it? By showing us on the Shabbos, who I'm with you completely. Every time there's a Yom HaDin, it's also the Simcha. And that keeps us going. That gets us going through it. Hoshana itself, what does the word Hoshana mean? Hoshana sounds like something like, Hashem, save me! There's an element of that. There's a very big question on it. If it's a tefillah that we feel hopeless, why are we saying it on Shabbos? Why is it that an oval is not supposed to go around the bima saying Hoshana? We're showing how unfortunate we are and we need the help of Hashem. Not the rabbi, let all that bima go around. We'll stand in the middle. Like we said, it's a sign of simcha. I saw the same of Moshe Shapir and other Anoshim Gedolim that the Loshon of Hosha is the same Loshon of Lehishta Sheya, to have a very pleasant interaction. Hoshana is not saying, I feel terrible, I have nothing, Erachmonis. That's not what Hoshana means. Hosha means that have a shining face toward me, Kaba Yochel. Ponim Meiris, because both towards us, we're saying, Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to get to a closer keshe between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And now, in Hoshana Rabbah was stressing, we want more of that. We want to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We appreciate more what a mitzvah is. If the Talmud Minim is so special, it's one mitzvah, then every single mitzvah we're doing is so special to us. That's just the way to start off the year. Then we take it into everything else we're doing. Matzit, Atfilin, 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 Atfilin. It's all going together. That's why Enoch Hanami could say it on Shabbos. And it's a sign of Simcha, because Enoch Hanami was saying, we need Hashem's Yeshua. But the way we're saying it, it's not coming from a point of negativity. I'm so lacking, I'm missing, I'm that. It's the other way around. I appreciate the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want a deeper closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself brings the Yeshua. And that's the Simcha that we have when we're saying all these Bakoshes. Baruch Hashem, I have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to turn to. And I know by turning to Him, that in itself, appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turning to Him, that's the thing that brings us Yeshua. Like David HaMelech and his Shira, the famous Shira of David HaMelech, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shalom Sudasi, saving me from all the wars and all the trials and tribulations he went through. He said, Me'ulol Ekra Hashem, umin oivai ivoshea. I will praise Hashem, and that will save me from all my enemies. That is a powerful tool that we have, appreciation of what Hashem is to us, what we are to Hashem. We're something completely different. That in itself brings the Yeshua. So even in the request is not just a request, give me, give me, give me. Request is stemming, and that's the focus on the request we're going to make today, the Hashem, is not that I'm lacking this, I'm lacking that, I'm that other thing. I appreciate the closeness between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I'm turning to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want it to be a deeper closeness. And the closeness will be deeper, then everything will be taken care of. That is the avodah of Hoshana Rabbah. In the course of the 7 days of Sukkot, aside from our avodah of our samachim of Hashem, like I'm being happy with the fact that we're the Am Hashem, we also are bringing the 70 parim, the Shivim parim, the 70 cows that represent the Shivim umayt. We know from the Vilna Gaon that they split into 35-35, the two heads of the Umayyads, Esav and Yishmael. Those are the ones, and unfortunately, always causing us problems, always putting us in our place when we're in Golas. The time will come, there'll be nothing left of them. And that's basically what we're doing in the course of the Yontif. By bringing the Kavonis, representing the Umayyads Oyum, and showing that we recognize they're just something there that don't have independent power. Everything they have is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more we recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the Torah from getting the Chud is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that causes them to be mismatim, to go from one level to the other level, and to be finished off. Like we said, there was a tremendous hisgavris, a tremendous strengthening, Rachman was son of the evil, of the Iker Yishmol, but even Esav also, the Yishmol over here in Eretz Yisrael, and around the world, and the anti-Semitism of Esav all around the world also has grown tremendously. Our avodah now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize how much you love us, how much you're close to us, and how much we're closer to you. And we recognize the more we feel that, the more we live that, and we realize that's our life, and that's the tachlis of the world, to be one nation, us, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all these parim, all these Esavs and Yishmael will fall down by themselves. And that's where Simcha Torah comes into play. And we start coming to the place, we're finished. We're not involved with the Umat HaOlam. Ani va'ato, I am your Torah. I was talking Rosh Hashiva of a Yeshivat Hezder in Sderot, one of the biggest Yeshivat Hezder I know from America, Dov Fendel. And he was last year on the border over there where everything was happening and the Yeshiva was in fact. He told me that his father used to tell them from one of the Gedolim that in 1942, when it was the hardest time for Klal Yisrael that we can remember, in the epitome of the Holocaust, it was coming Simchas Torah, and he said, and the other Gedolim Yisrael Tzadikim said, it's true, we know what's going on, we know the stories in Klal Yisrael, the murdering, the death, and the torture, we still have to show Kadosh Baruch Hu Simchas Torah, that we recognize we are something different, we're something special. The thing that gives us our koyach and gives us the ability to be eternal, to be the ones that the world was created for is this recognition. We have to use the yontif of Simchas Torah to show we're disconnected from the rest of the world, and what makes us great and special is the Torah, the appreciation of the Torah itself, that we are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in itself, like we said, Mehula Lekroch Hashem, I will call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I praise you, I realize we're something special, we're different. Sometimes it's pleasant and wonderful, and sometimes it's painful, but we're different. We're Lamalam and Ateva, Shvini, that's Simchas Torah, Lamalam and Ateva, above the laws of nature, that's what gives us the power to be eternal. And that Simcha that we're able to focus on, the more we focus on it, that brings the Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. So he told me this, the Dov Fendel, that when they were younger, they didn't appreciate what the father was saying, but he said on that, this past year, in the middle of all the Gehenna that was going on, so the Baruch Hu in the Yeshiva, they were in the Yeshiva, they couldn't go out. They were dancing the entire Yontif. This was our Avodah, to dance to Shor Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are your nation. We don't have to understand everything that's happening, but we do have to understand that the power of Klal Yisrael, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, is because we have this deep Keshul Shor Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the source of our Simcha. A Jewish person, even in time of Tzar, we have to be sensitive, for sure. Stories are going on. We're not saying we're insensitive. Being happy by the fact we're the Am Hashem, that we have the Torah, is not a lack of sensitivity. That is our greatness. That is our power. That's going to get us past this. We have gone through a year which we have seen this constantly. Mitzad Echad, terrible tragedies, one after the other. And every front, like we mentioned before, Mitzad Hashem, we saw the Chassadim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also supernatural, with the tens of thousands of missiles and the ballistic missiles and everything. There's so many protein, which now is not the time to say. Every time something happens, you look into it, you see amazing things, the Yathar Shemais that are going on together. Because that's what it is. Shmini, the eighth day, the Malam and Ateva, that's what we're celebrating. We are the Malam and Ateva. We are not part of the natural world. We're something different. And sometimes somebody close, of course, both cares about us. For whatever reason it is, there is a need for us to be shaken up. We have the shake-up. But together with that, we recognize and we retain our focus that what keeps us special, what keeps us alive, what gives us the Simchas HaChayim, that we are the only eternal nation. We are the one the world was created for, and we are the ones that are going to stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will bring us the Nitzachon. That will bring us the victory. That is the Simchas HaTorah. So, Yesh Hashem, this year, on this Simchas HaTorah, sometimes a person doesn't have so much koyach, whether it's to dance, to be around, spend most of the time eating and pop in for a few minutes here and there. This year, we have to show Hashem more, like this dogma we gave from the Talmud meeting, that there's so many dogmas that tzaddikim that could barely walk. And Simchas Torah, they mamish, not for one second stopped dancing. If we want to make the Simchas Torah special this year, we want to show that we care about the soldiers that are on the front line. We care about the captives. We care about the whole mass of the world. The way we show that we care is by saying, I'm going to put extra effort into showing our Kadosh Baruch Hu. I appreciate that we're special, and that's where this is all coming from. Hashem wants 100 times more than us for it to be over. When we say the Hoshanas, we all say every day, at the end of the Hoshanas, I'm not going to go through all of them, but every single one of them says, Imoch. When we're in Goros Mitzrayim, Hashem is with us. Goy ve'loichin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kabayochel zushim l'yesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also needs the Yeshua. Ima malchei tzvokos. When we were in Goros, the malachim were with us. Every single one of them saying that. I'm not going to go into the pages, but every single one of those is saying that when we're in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Golos with us. He never leaves us for a second. And that's what we misspelled in the Hishan, is to say, Hashem, we want a deeper level of closeness with you. We don't want to feel our tzar. We know our tzar is your tzar. Now, Chas Hashem, Hashem is giving us tzaras. Hashem, when one Jewish person is in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm in pain, when Klai Yisrael is fully in pain. And the way we get out of this pain is saying, Hoshana, Hashem, I appreciate the closeness that we have, and I'm going to make it better. How am I going to make it better? Put a little bit more into it. Some of us are dancing, not dancing, watching the dancing. I remember I heard once, the woman, they're not actively involved in the dancing. In some way, they are more deeply connected to the simcha of the dancing. We know in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holies were things that were not in public display. It was something more internally, internal in the person. And it could be by man also. He's watching, he's not dancing. For whatever reason, it's hard for him to dance. But he's part of it. He feels the simcha. He's proud of it. He's excited about it. Yes, Hashem, this is what we are going to do this year, to recognize that we've gone through a year which was a very complex year, a very hard year, a year of tremendous amount of pain. Together with that, a year that time and again we saw Hashem is with us. He reminds us, I have not forsaken you. This is not natural. Nothing that's happening to Klai Yisrael is natural. Not the painful side and not the unbelievable Yeshuas we have seen. And the way we're going to get the Yeshuas is, like we said, by feeling the Simchas HaTorah more. By the way, also, when we're doing the dancing, we're saying different psukim and tefillas. Pay a little bit more attention. We say, Tzavi Yeshua is Yaakov. It's not just words. Hashem, please bring us a Yeshua. These are things, these are bakoshes. Or we say, Torah Hashem Tamima. Well, there's other things. Appreciation. I realize that Torah is something special. We are different than the rest of the world. We are eternal, and we are proud of that, and we're excited about it, and we're happy about that. Mirat Hashem, the more we show up on the Shabbos, our happiness and our excitement with the fact that we have clarity. We are the ones the world was created for. We are the ones Hashem will remain with throughout. And we are the ones Hashem is waiting for us to show him even more so, more than previously, how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much we love his Torah, how much we appreciate it, how much we're excited about it. Mirat Hashem, if we do that, we'll be saved from our oivim. We won't have to think about them. They will disintegrate by themselves. It will be zeicha to Yeshua's oilam b'mehirav yameinu.